incorruptible leadership with competence. We have made it very clear that Ghana has everything that is needed. What has been missing and what will make a difference in so many different ways is the application of competent, incorruptible leadership, the type that will ensure that what we know needs to be done can be done today with a sense of urgency and not left to sit for months and months and years and years.
Well, Dr. Indum, some Ghanaians that I have spoken with seem to suggest that you might have good ideas, but your new party could not win elections, if at all, this time round in Ghana. What is your reaction to that?
Well, the party may be new, but many of us leading the party are not new to Ghanaians. I am certainly not new to Ghanaians. And if you go around the country, wherever we go, they know of me. And indeed, they know of the party. They've heard about the party. And so what is left for us to do that we've been working on is let people know that for the position of president, it is not a political party that sits there. It's an individual. And so Ghanaians should make a choice and choose somebody that they recognize is the best person in the lot. And we believe that if Ghanaians make a choice in that manner, that is that they choose who they believe is the best of among the presidential candidates, I believe that I would be the one who would get the majority of the votes and the PPP would win.
There are suggestions that not a single party will be able to win first round in this December 7 election. If it goes to the second round, will you in any way, shape or form join forces with other political parties that you feel can best serve the interest of the people of Ghana in the next round of election?
So, as you have said, it is also our belief that the election on December 7 will only be the first one, that there will be the need for a second election. And part of the reason is that, yes, there are two parties that have been strong and have been winners in this fourth republic, but that now there is a third party, the PPP, that has strengthened itself in a very short period of time and is working so that it can be able to go past 30% of the vote. Now, if we are able to do that, we will certainly be one of the players sitting, waiting, and campaigning during the second round of election. That is what we are working on. That is what we hope would happen. It would depend on two things: on how we work, how our party candidates in particular work locally to win votes for themselves and for me. If that happens, we will certainly be in the second round. The second factor is this whole thing about people voting for the best candidate that is on offer in this election. If those things work and work in our favor, we would certainly be there and would be looking to somebody joining hands with us as a minority partner in a coalition. Certainly, we are interested in joining hands with somebody. But as far as we're concerned, it's the first round. We want to gain and win sufficient and enough votes to be a majority partner in a coalition going to the second round. It goes without saying that should we not be there, that we would consider partnering with another party. But that's really something that our party really doesn't. It's just not something we really want to even talking about at this time.
Dr. Indum, I've heard some Ghanaians call you a Jumeira or the man who creates jobs. Under what conditions or conditions on the ground right now, do you think conditions on the ground right now present an opportunity for you to win the December 7 elections?
Well, you know, when you talk about a Jumeira, it is something that resonates throughout the country. It gives us an opportunity because most young men and women in Ghana don't have jobs. They are not employed. So the idea that somebody who has a credible who has a visible and who is known to create jobs, not in one corner of the country, but in all 10 regions of the country. The idea that such a person is in the race provides opportunity for the PPP to win votes. That is one of those reasons why we believe that if our calculations are right, that we may end up in the second round. And whether we are number one or number two in the second round, we know we will win. So we know also that there is a big challenge out there, that we need to overcome. Of those two parties that have won elections in this Fourth Republic, but nevertheless, we are working. We're working hard throughout the country. I personally have been around the country at least three times, to all the 10 regions and to all the corners of the regions. Not an easy task, given that we can't fly. We have to drive sometimes on dangerous and bad roads. But we've done it, and we're still working. And as I'm talking to you, I'm still on the road. So we believe that there's a possibility, and a good one at that, for us to win the December 7th election.
What will be your message to Ghanaians ahead of the December 7th election?
Well, quite simply, we are asking Ghanaians to vote for the best, vote for the best candidates whom they, in their own analysis, believe can do the job of president the best, so that we can solve many of the problems that we have. What we are offering is incorruptible leadership and a government that uses the best talents that Ghanaian offers, in an inclusive government, but not just in people participating in an administration as ministers of state or in positions like that. But we will work to bring about an inclusive society where merit is what determines whether someone gets a position, wins a contract, or is put in a position to serve the interests of Ghanaians. We believe that is what it means. And most importantly and finally, corruption is a big deal in Ghana. It is something that we can fight, and fight diligently with a sense of urgency, that we can put a lot of money back on the table, money that we can use to fund good quality education for every Ghanaian child, to deal with preventable diseases like malaria and cholera, and money that can be used to facilitate the creation of jobs for Ghanaians. The PPP has put itself in a position to be able to do this. And we just hope that Ghanaians realize that we are at a time that merit, competent, incorruptible leadership is applied, so that Ghana can become a strong and prosperous nation, that natural resources have been put here for us to utilize.